You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Hello and welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia and this is Bites episode number 21, and it is all about feelings and emotions. Now, before we start, before I explain myself, why I'm doing this episode, I want to tell you that I'm going to be a little bit more relaxed when it comes to posting the episodes, right? Because normally I pre-record episodes, sometimes it's impossible. And I have to record the episode for a given day on the given day. No, pues el episodio que toca hoy, pues lo tengo que grabar hoy. And sometimes, for whatever reason, be it an emergency with a dog, be it long work hours, be it whatever it is, sometimes I'm not going to be able to do it. And I did mention that in the last news episode. So here's what I did up till now. Hasta ahora dije, bueno, pues nada, pues ya lo haré la semana siguiente. But I don't want to do that anymore, because if I miss out, for example, on recording a Monday episode, pues los que tenéis un nivel principiante os quedáis una semana sin episodio. Same thing with intermediate, same thing with advanced, and same thing with bites. So I thought to myself, how about just, you know, handing it in a little bit later. So today is Friday. I'm recording the Bites episode as we speak, literally as we speak. And I'm going to post it para la fecha de ayer, porque total, en dos semanas nadie se va a dar cuenta, so it doesn't really matter, right? And then tomorrow, I'm going to post whatever episode was meant to be published today, okay? Right. What do you think? Let me know. What are your thoughts? Right, let me explain why I want to talk about feelings and emotions. So a while back, maybe a couple of weeks or almost a month ago, I started reading a book called Emotional Intelligence, and it's written by the author Daniel Goleman. And I have to admit, it takes me ages to read because it's nonfiction, and I find nonfiction requires a lot more concentration and a lot more, you know, an awake state of mind than when you're reading fiction. So when I read nonfiction, I'm even slower than when I'm reading fiction, ¿no? Siendo nonficción, libros, por ejemplo, entre otras cosas, sobre gente, hechos o eventos reales. Frente a nonfiction, frente a fiction, que son, pues, inventos, ¿no? So when I started reading it, I was like, right, so emotional intelligence. What is the difference between emotions and feelings? So this is reason number one why I'm doing this episode, because I, Julia, want to find out what the difference between feelings and emotions is, and then consecutivamente I want to share it with you. So what I do when I want to find the difference between element A and element B is I go to a dictionary and I look up the definition and then I find the difference. Okay, so you know that my go-to dictionary is the Oxford Learner's Dictionary. I've been using it for years now. And so I typed in the word feeling, and this is what came up. So if you do that, if you go to the Oxford Learner's Dictionary and you type in feeling, eso es lo que aparece when it comes to the noun, okay, el sustantivo. So it says, something that you feel through the mind or through the senses, comma, a person's emotions rather than their thoughts or ideas. Okay, let me repeat that. Something that you feel, so feeling is something that you feel through the mind or through the senses, es decir, por la mente o por los sentidos. A person's emotions rather than their thoughts or ideas. And I said, well, this is interesting. So feelings is A, defined as something that you feel. No, vale. And then it's also defined as a person's emotions. So a feeling is defined as an emotion rather than their thoughts or ideas. And I was like, okay, not 100% happy. Let's take a look at the definition of emotion. So emotion, according to the Oxford Learner's Dictionary, is a strong feeling such as love, fear, or anger. It's the part of a person's character that consists of feelings. So you're like, okay, so feelings is kind of defined as a person's emotions, and emotion is defined as a strong feeling, but then it's also a part of a person's character that consists of feelings. Okay, so an emotion consists of, and an emotion is a part of somebody's character that consists of feelings. Okay. Normally, this plan of action, me looking up the definition and finding, spotting the difference, works. This time, I was not very happy with the result, because when it comes to those two definitions, it kind of sounds to me that they are synonyms. But in my heart, me pongo muy romántica, they don't feel like synonyms. And they don't feel like synonyms to me. Maybe they feel like synonyms to you. Definitely not to me. And at least not in English. They don't feel like synonyms in English. Feeling for me is not the same as an emotion. And then I started thinking, I was like, do the corresponding words feel like synonyms in German? And they don't. And they don't feel like synonyms for me in Spanish. I mean, would you say emoción and sentimiento are the same? Because to me, they're not. But maybe to you, they are. So what I did is I dug a little deeper and I went on to read a really interesting article, a very short, concise article. So I'm definitely going to post it on Twitter later so you can take a look at it. It's called What's the Difference Between a Feeling and an Emotion? I mean, this is a classical thing that you would type into Google, right? What's the difference between A and B, right? So this is what I did. I typed exactly that. And what came up was this article that says, the title is What's the Difference Between a Feeling and an Emotion? And it is on Psychology Today, and it's written by Dr. Neil Burton. Okay, I'm going to share it later on. And here's what the article says. And this is, I mean, literally taken from the article, because this is what I want to comment on, right? So it says, quote, an emotional experience, by virtue of being a conscious experience, is necessarily a feeling, as are physical sensations such as hunger or pain. Okay, let me repeat. An emotional experience, by virtue of being a conscious experience, is necessarily a feeling, as are physical sensations such as hunger or pain. Now, I know that sometimes articles use complex language, so here's what I understand. Out of this sentence, an emotional, quote, an emotional experience, by virtue of being a conscious experience, is necessarily a feeling, as are physical sensations such as hunger or pain, unquote. Here's what I understand. A feeling has two names. It can be called a feeling, and it can be called an emotional experience. And it is, call it feeling or call it an emotional experience, que no es lo mismo que emotion, it's a conscious experience. Es una experiencia consciente. And then the article goes on and says, quote, in contrast, an emotion, being in some sense latent, can only ever be felt sensu stricto. And sensu stricto, I learned that today and I find it very sexy. Sensu stricto means strictly speaking. Okay. So, quote, in contrast, an emotion, being in some sense latent, can only ever be felt sensu stricto through the emotional experiences that it gives rise to, even though it might also be discovered through its associated thoughts, beliefs, desires, and actions. By now, either you have switched off the podcast or you're like, what? Can you repeat that? I'm not going to repeat it. You can go and look up this article if you want. I am going to tell you what I understand out of this sentence, because it took me a while to process it as well. So here's what I understand. I understand that an emotion is only felt through the feeling it causes to happen. So an emotion causes a feeling to happen, and it's, and that emotion is felt through that feeling. Es un poco la pescadilla que se muerde la cola, ¿no? So a feeling happens, and that feeling, we can almost call it, or I want to call it, porque me facilita la vida, I can call it a symptom, so to speak, of that emotion. So a feeling es un síntoma de una emoción. This is how I understand it, and I feel comfortable with that. So the article moves on and talks about an example. So here's the example the article mentions. It says, quote, and if I forget the unquote, ya sabéis que hay un unquote por allí. Or I can just say quote, unquote. Similarly, if I say, I am proud, I could mean that I am currently feeling proud about something, that I am generally proud about that thing, or that I am a proud kind of person. And then continues saying, let us call the first instance, currently feeling proud and about something, an emotional experience. Y ya sabemos que emotional experience es otra palabra para feeling. So currently feeling proud about something sería un feeling, ¿no? The second instance, being generally proud about that thing, is an emotion or sentiment. Ahí añadimos esa palabra de sentiment. Nos quedamos con emotion. No, let's not involve sentimientos, all right? And in the third instance, being a proud kind of person is a trait, no? A personality trait. So, currently feeling proud about something is the emotional experience or feeling. Being generally proud about that thing is an emotion. And being proud, being a proud kind of person is a personality trait, okay? Now, what I get from this is that emotions are much deeper and much more rooted, no como arraigados, in our mind, heart, stomach, wherever they reside, wherever they live, right? Than feelings that seem to be a lot more temporary and a lot more superficial. So emotions, deeper, feelings, more, más como a la superficie, más superficiales. That's how I understand it. Again, if you guys are I am not an expert on this. Like, I'm just trying to understand. So if you guys are experts on this and I'm wrong, please enlighten me because I find this subject tremendously interesting. So, right. To conclude this part, here is the name of the full article. I mean, I told you about this already. The article is called, what's the difference between a feeling and an emotion? But then there is a tiny little line under it and it says, pain is a feeling, but not an emotion. And it makes sense. Pain is a lot more superficial than an emotion. And it's mucho más pasajero que una emoción más arraigada, right? Now, I would have expected there to be a much clearer difference. But I guess I'm okay. I'm happy-ish. Y ese ish ya sabéis que es como más o menos. Sí, pero no. No, so I'm happy-ish with the difference that I found. Now, wanting to know the difference between those two was, as I said, it was one of the reasons, not the primary or the biggest one for talking about feelings and emotions. And if you stop for a second, you're like, feelings and emotions. It's funny how what sounds natural is feelings and emotions, en ese orden, feelings and emotions, and not the other way around. It sounds strange saying emotions and feelings. Para mí, mente alemana tiene más sentido porque la E de emotions es antes de la F de feelings, but it just feels strange saying emotions and feelings. It feels a lot more natural saying feelings and emotions and not emotions and feelings. Feelings and emotions. It's just like, it feels strange saying white and black instead of black and white, right? I mean, you would understand if a person said, oh no, it's a nice white and black shirt. You're like, black and white, you mean, right? So kind of the same thing for me happens with emotions and feelings. Que no cuaja, no es ni mejor feelings and emotions. Right. It helps me also, remembering that it's feelings and then emotions, it helps me, pues que feelings are what we feel. It's more immediate, es lo primero, and then comes the emotions, que es como the underlining factor, no? Okay, so here's reason number two, and I don't want to make it too long, on 30 minutes, all right, so we still have time. So here's reason number two, and probably the main reason why I wanted to talk about this. Well, I've been going through some major, what do I say, feelings or emotions? A little bit of both, I'd say, which is why I started reading this book, and I find emotional intelligence just fascinating. So when I'm reading this book, and I'm reading it in English, I almost always read in English, and here's what it says in the book. So first we looked at the definition. I told you about the book. And here's what it says in the book. It says that researchers are debating whether there are primary emotions. And then it states what the main kind of candidates, no, quote unquote, main candidates for those primary emotions, no, como hay colores primarios, I think they're called, or are there any primary emotions? So the book suggests that, you know, some main candidates for those primary emotions, and I think there are seven main candidates, and they are anger, que es ira, sadness, que es tristeza, fear, que es miedo, enjoyment, que es disfrute, love, que es amor, surprise, que es sorpresa, and disgust, que es asco. So when you think of, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Inside Out, it's one of the best Disney Pixar movies ever. And if you haven't seen it, please, please watch it, because it's just, it's beyond brilliant. It's such a great idea. It's such a good movie. So when you watch that movie, you will find five main characters. You will find the blue-haired creature. She kind of looks like a human being with blue hair. That's joy. Then we have kind of the blue creature. She's completely blue, and that's sadness. And then you have the green creature. That's disgust. And then you have the purple creature, which is fear. And then you have the red creature. I call them creatures porque son como cosas, no como bichillos. Como gentilla. The red creature is anger, okay? Which is pretty much in line with those main candidates we talked about before, except for love and surprise. Those are not in the movie, okay? Which is probably, I guess, because it's you know, from the standpoint of a young girl. Not sure if that's why love and surprise are not involved, but they're not in the movie. So far, so good. But then the book goes on to state, quote unquote, some of the members of their families, right? So some of the members of the love family, some members of the anger family, etc., etc. So what I want to do here is I want to take a look, because this is the real reason I wanted to talk about this topic. The family members of each of those main candidates for those primary emotions, I mean, that's a lot of vocabulary right there. So let's take a look at anger. Ya sabemos que anger es ira, ¿no? So fury would be a family member. Fury, que es furia. We have outrage, que es furia, ira, o indignidad. Then you have resentment, que es resentimiento. You can have wrath, que también es ira. De hecho, hay un libro que se llama Las Uvas de la Ira, written by John Steinbeck, Grapes of Wrath, right? Exasperation, que es la exasperación. Indignation, la indignación. And then here's one that I have never, ever heard before. Vexation. V, de Valencia, E-X-A-T-I-O-N, que es irritación. Vexation. I've never used it in my life. I've never heard it in my life. Then we have acrimony, que también podría ser bitterness, que es esa acritud, acrimonía o amargura. We have animosity, animosidad. We have annoyance, que es incordio. We have irritability, irritabilidad. We have hostility, hostilidad. We have hatred, odio. And we have violence, violencia. So you see, towards the end, it grows into like very serious. I mean, all of them are serious, but they're probably, as it states in the book, also pathological emotions, right? So hatred or violence, pues es más patológico. Number two is sadness. Sadness. So, es tristeza, we know that. One, a family member would be grief. Grief, que es pena, ¿no? Another one would be sorrow, que es tristeza. Otra palabra para tristeza. We have cheerlessness. Tenemos cheerfulness, ¿no? Cuando estás animado. Pues cheerlessness es desánimo. Gloom. Gloom, como penumbre, ¿no? Melancholy. Melancolía. Self-pity. Now, I do not like the translation of self-pity, and I'm going to tell you why. It says in the dictionary autocompasión. But for me, autocompasión is good, pues tengo compasión conmigo misma, que mira, Julia, no pasa nada por no grabar hoy, pues ya grabarás mañana, que estás cansada, túmbate, no hace falta que lo hagas todo, que lo abordas todo, you're not superwoman, right? That's for me autocompasión. Self-pity, on the other hand, for me is, ay, es que siempre me pasan cosas malas, ay, es que mi vida es una mierda, no sé qué, no sé. That for me is self-pity. So it depends. I mean, I do think that kind of, lo peor, siempre me pasa lo más malo, siempre me pasa a mí, ¿por qué soy yo la que sí? That for me is self-pity, and that is part of sadness. Now, autocompasión as such, for me is a sign of love. When it comes to like, it's okay, you're doing your best, you know, take it easy on yourself, that is autocompasión. So that's why I'm not very happy with the translation of self-pity, que es como, ay, pobre yo, frente a, mira, no pasa nada, estás haciendo lo mejor que puedas, right? Another one is loneliness, la soledad, dejection, abatimiento, despair, desesperación, and depression, que otra vez es lo más patológico, depresión, okay? Next one, and I mean, these are taken from the book, I think I added one or two. But what I want you to see is like how much vocab, how many words there are behind feelings and emotions, right? Emotions, más que feelings. Fear. Fear is miedo. So anxiety is one of those family members, la ansiedad. Apprehension, la aprensión. Nervousness, nerviosismo. Concern, preocupación. Consternation, desconcierto, misgiving, recelo, wariness, cautela, and qualm. I've never used qualm in my life. Q-U-A-L-M, silent L, you don't say qualm, you say qualm. Escrúpulo. Then you have edginess, que es como irritabilidad, which might also be a sign of anger. Dread, miedo. Fright, susto, o también miedo. Terror, es pavor. Phobia and panic, ¿no? Fobia y pánico, which is, again, pues más patológico. And then I would also add probably insecurity. Insecurity, inseguridad, ¿no? The not belonging, right? No me siento segura. Number four, enjoyment, que es disfrute, ¿no? We have, how many family members? We 17. So, happiness, felicidad. Joy, alegría. Relief, alivio. Contentment, contento. Bliss, and I love the Spanish word, bienaventuranza. Bienaventuranza, love it. Delight, deleite. Amusement, entretenimiento. Pride, orgullo, en el buen sentido de la palabra, because pride is not always positive. Sensual pleasure, placer sensual. Thrill, emoción. Rapture, éxtasis. Gratification, gratificación. Ya sabéis que los que terminan en ción, it's the same, almost the same in English, right? Gratificación, gratification. Satisfaction, satisfacción. Euphoria, euforia. And whimsy, capricho. And then we have ecstasy, which is éxtasis, same thing as rapture, or very similar. And then we have mania, que es obsesión. So again, mania would be enjoyment in a pues exagerado, casi patológico, ¿no? Number five, love. One is acceptance, aceptación. And this is where I would put self-compassion as well, because it's love towards myself. Friendliness, amabilidad. Trust, confianza. Kindness, bondad. Affinity, simpatía. Devotion, devoción. Adoration, adoración. And it just goes más y más, ¿no? Devoción, adoración, and then we have infatuation, encaprichamiento, and agape, agape. Three more, and then four more, and we're done. See, this is a lot of vocabulary here, which is why I wanted to talk about it, because some of them I didn't even know, or I never used, like agape. I've never used agape, agape, ¿no? Number six has only four family members, which is surprise, que es shock, que es como un choque, ¿no? Una sacudida. Astonishment, estupefacción. Funny that estupefacción is astonishment and estupefacientes is things like, well, you know what they are. Amazement, estupor. and wonder, asombro. Family number 7, disgust, que es asco, ¿no? Number 1, contempt, desprecio. Contempt, desprecio. Disdain, menosprecio. Scorn, desdén. Abhorrence. That came out really loud, sorry. Abhorrence. Y hay que decir esa H, abhorrence. Aborrecimiento. Aversion, aversión. Distaste, repugnancia. And revulsion, asco. Family number 8. This is the last family. Shame, que es vergüenza, ¿no? Guilt, culpa. Embarrassment, vergüenza. And then we have a word. I'm actually going to look it up again because there are two ways of pronouncing it. It's chagrin or chagrin. Chagrin or chagrin, right? And what it means is disgusto. Never used it. I have never, ever heard of this word. Number 4, remorse, remordimiento. Humiliation, humillación. Regret, lamento. Mortification, mortificación. And another one that I have never, never, ever used. I didn't know that existed. Contrition. Contrition, que es arrepentimiento, right? So remorse, remordimiento, que es casi lo mismo que arrepentimiento. But contrition is another word that actually exists. Now, it also says in the book that there are others that are not accounted for, que no encajan en esas 8 familias, which is jealousy, celos, hope, esperanza, faith, fe, courage, coraje, and forgiveness, perdón. Now, why did I find this so interesting? I found it so interesting, A, because this is our, I mean, bread and butter. We deal with our emotions and feelings. Y ya me da igual la distinción. We deal with this day in and day out. And I found it really interesting to give a name to all those feelings. It's funny that now in the anger one, there are 14 family members. Sadness, there are 10. Fear, there are 14. Enjoyment, se lleva el gato al agua. What is that saying even? 17. Love, 9 family members. Surprise, 4. And disgust, 7. So I'd say enjoyment, fear, and anger are the ones that have most words, that have most family members in to kind of describe that kind of emotion, right? Right. This is why I wanted to talk about this. I think there are so many, and a few of them, I'm not going to say half of them, but at least 30% of them, I haven't used, or I'm not used to using. No estoy acostumbrada a utilizarlo. So I thought it would be really nice to take a look at them. And I'm sure that if you look up, for example, acrimony, right, or irritability, pues, and vexation is probably very, very similar. So I'm sure that there are gray areas, like blurry nuances of when you would use one and when you would use the other. I didn't want to go into that. I just, you know, looked at the words, translated them according to a dictionary, and that's like how if that felt right. Okay. But then again, there might be very, very small nuances of when you would use one word, but you wouldn't use the other. Okay. And that's it for today. Tell me how you feel. What are your emotions? What is your favorite emotion? What is your least favorite emotion? What is an emotion that you have difficulties with? For example, in my case, I'd say an emotion that I struggle with is probably insecurity, right? Of having the feeling or the sense of belonging, like, do I belong here? Am I good enough? Right? All those feelings, or all those emotions. Si es que ya no sé ni si es uno ni otro. That would probably be my biggest issue. So if you want to share, you're more than welcome to. You can find me on Twitter at English_clock. You can find me on Instagram at English O'Clock 2.0, or you can just comment on this very same episode. For those of you who are my lovely patrons, I will prepare the vocabulary list and put it up in our community on iVox, so you can take a look at the translated words as well. Right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Friday afternoon or Thursday afternoon or whenever you're listening to this. Take it easy out there. And again, if you have any questions or inquiries or just, you know, want to chat, just holla. I'm on the other side of the microphone. Again, have a wonderful weekend. Take it easy out there, and I hopefully see you in our next class. Take care.